This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:06. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. At 8 o'clock, we have Band Together Bay Area benefit tickets. That's Dead & Company, Metallica, Dave Matthews, G-Eazy, Raphael, Sandeek, and Rancid. And it's happening this Thursday at AT&T Park. And this is going to benefit an organization called Tipping Point Community. And it's going to help out with the recovery effort in the North Bay. So it's a great cause and an incredible night of music. Tickets for that coming up at 8 o'clock. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health redefining possible. Our email address is sarah@radioalice.com or vinny@radioalice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an I-E. This is so sweet. Read this. Yuzi just handed me this. This lady, this is absolutely adorable. I feel like we can, you know, call ourselves responsible for this romance. I love this.
Well, you always did fancy yourself a matchmaker.
Oh, I have a marriage.
I know, under my belt. I know that you do.
Yeah. I set my cousin up with a guy I worked with at KLOS. And they're together.
I've seen you polish your nails many times over this one story.
Not everybody has a marriage under their belt.
I don't.
We've been together years. But it's true. I am kind of a busybody, and I want to hook people up. So I did this one without even having to worry. You know, I didn't set them up, but it was at my show with Tommy last year. Will you please share this message with Sarah? Last December, I called Alice to tell Sarah what a fabulous job she did singing with Tommy Igo at the show at the Throckmorton in Mill Valley.
Coming up in 2 weeks. No.
In like a month and a half.
Coming up in a month and a half.
Her show was significant in my life as well. I suddenly lost my dad in May of 2016, and my heart had a hard time healing. On December 2nd, 2016, I reconnected with my friend Steve at our 35-year high school reunion. We met in junior high when we were 12. We hadn't seen each other in 36 years. Steve asked me out, and our first date was last December following the reunion. So early December, they meet up again, and he says, you know what, let's go out. We had dinner in Mill Valley and attended Sarah and Tommy's show at the Throckmorton. So that was our Sarah and Tommy ruined Christmas for the first time last year. We're ruining it again this year, too. The date was the most fun I'd had in months, and Sarah was a huge part of it. Tommy and the musicians' amazing music and Sarah's wonderful singing brought joy to my sad heart and pushed me into the Christmas spirit. It also helped bring Steve and me into full romance mode. We've been madly in love and dating ever since. I've listened to Alice for years, and I still listen to you guys every morning during my commute from Marin to Sonoma County, where I'm a principal at a middle school. I had not seen Sarah in person until that night. Steve and I agreed, she is adorable. Oh, my God. He lives in the East Bay, had no idea. He didn't listen to the show. And now he's an Alice listener, too. So thank you for bringing another person into the fold. It's my biggest hope that Sarah and Tommy plan another Christmas show this year, or another show sometime in the coming months. The magic they added to my life at that turning point nearly 1 year ago is incomparable. And she wants you to share this with me, blah, blah, blah. Thanks to everyone there for keeping me entertained each day. So Debbie and Steve, congratulations.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what?
Did you edit the part out about whether they did it that first night?
Oh, or she didn't say that. I didn't get that
personal
information.
It's not there?
It's not. No, I mean, I don't know if they did it
they
first
did
night.
It. Let's
go
with
it. Let's
go
with they did it.
All right.
I would like to say thanks for going to that show. Don't bother going this year because I'm doing all the same songs. So, you know, I don't want to have to sit through the same songs again.
You know, I don't know if you've been to Christmas before, but it does seem there's a lot of songs on repeat at Christmas.
Yeah, and that's going to be the case at our show.
So right. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you don't
you saw
skip
it last
Christmas.
Year. No. Don't worry about it.
You go to Christmas each year because it's so fun and you love the songs on repeat.
I see.
They're the songs you know. They're the songs you look forward to. Go to Sarah's show.
You already saw it.
Sarah and Tommy ruin Christmas.
Christmas again. That's the name of it.
At the Throckmorton in
Mill Valley.
6 weeks.
Yes. Like, I think it's December 15th.
I
it's the same week as it's no, just one show. Just on the Friday night. They're doing a Buddy Rich tribute.
You know he's ready to get rid of that, though, if you would just agree.
But I won't agree. I'm not doing it. All right, here we go with the trash. I just liked that email. I thought that was super cute. Plus, they think I'm adorable, so you know, I wanted to mention that.
Good PR.
Feel less adorable all the time.
Get that out there.
Yeah. Just, hey, everyone.
Someone thinks
I'm adorable.
Neat.
Did he? You can't call him that anymore. He won't respond to any of his former monikers. Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puff, Puffy. It's not happening.
I've never really been into this guy. I mean, that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
He's so rich.
No, good. I'm glad he got his money, and I'm glad he's successful. Call me another thing.
Just changing his thing, and he's not going to answer to any of those monikers
now,
anymore.
Now what is he going to go with?
He'll be going by Love or Brother Love moving forward.
I don't like it.
You don't have to. Luckily, we don't run into him that often, so we won't be confused as to what to call him. He said, I decided to change my name again. He did this on Twitter. From some seaside location. Did it say what the... I mean, I guess you could see the beach in the background. I'm not sure how they know it's a seaside location. He says, I'm just not who I am before. Which is
what?
Well said. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. So you can say, hey, Brother Love. Or you could say, hey, Love. But no more Diddy.
Okay.
I've been praying on this. I know it's risky. It could come off as corny to some people.
It's corny.
Yeah. Love or Brother Love, Vinny. Just so you know the correct way to address him. And this came on, the announcement was on his 48th birthday. So as he turned 48, he feels more mature. He's less puffy, more loving.
I feel like the only way you're getting away with Love or Brother Love, if that was in place before we met you, and you do all the things that would make that work.
What do you mean?
Like a yoga guy could go by Brother Love.
Or just church, when you're in church.
Sure. All right.
Brother Vinny, how are you today?
But yeah, I'm not going for it today. And I'm sure all the people he knows are like, get out of here.
Well, they can't be like that, or he cuts them out. You know, he's the guy with all the money. And they all are.
You're telling
his
me
yes
this man. Guy's got zero real friends?
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well,
that's I know if I went to any of my real friends and said, listen, here's what you got to call me, they just hang up and be like, yeah.
Right.
Get Love. Or he's trying to clean house. So anybody that calls him by a former name, you're out.
Oh. It's like a spring cleaning thing. Huh. That could be it.
Usually the name thing is put upon you by the people around you who
love
you.
That is true.
And I feel like my friends might start in with curse words and end with curse words.
I feel like your friend Nipples didn't come up with that himself. You know, that definitely feels like something a friend gives you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this guy is, he's past friends. He's transcended that. Now he just sits around thinking about what he should call himself and what he wants his minions around him to call him.
All right.
And Love or Brother Love. Those are your choices. So, just, you know, make a note of it in case you run into Diddy. Got a couple Deweys of the day.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know.
With all the options available.
Well, this one is just so stupid, too. Lou Diamond Phillips, he got a Dewey in Portland on Thursday night. He basically turned himself in. He pulled up to a cop to ask for directions. Look, I'm glad he got caught because you shouldn't be out there driving drunk. Don't. But don't, what if you are... Why are you so... I guess it's because
it's
you can't
make good...
It's
the same thing, though. It's the whole point about why people drive drunk is the same reason why he pulled up to the cop.
I got this.
It all sounds like a good idea. That's it.
Yeah.
You're high. Of course it sounds like a good idea. That's why we get high.
Right. You can't make a good decision.
Things are more fun and things are easier to deal with. Except driving, of course, because... There you are.
You think you got it, but you don't.
Incapable of doing it.
You don't even know where you are. You got to ask a cop for directions. I mean, at least if you're going to drive drunk, know where you're going. He drove up to a cop at about 1:30 in the morning.
Of course.
And asked for directions to wherever the hell he was going. The officer says that he immediately noticed that Lou Diamond Phillips looked highly intoxicated, so he had him step out of the car. Let's run you through a few field sobriety tests, which, weirdly, Lou flunked and blew a .2 on a breathalyzer.
That's wasted.
Yeah, it's about more than twice the legal limit. Later, Lou Diamond Phillips posted bail and was released, and now he's apologizing. He said, it was a mistake, and it'll never happen again. And if you love mugshots, it's out there. You can find Lou Diamond, because everybody gets, you know, when you get booked. One of the jokes at my house is that, you know, when I get lit, especially like on a Friday night when I've been up since 4 a.m, so you have a couple drinks and you're tired anyway, and then you know, your vision starts to double, so you just close one eye. That's all. You close an eye.
So what's the joke at your house?
The joke is that you're one-eyed, you know? Like, mom's one-eyed, you know? Sarah's one-eyed.
Mom is, so the kids see you one-eyed?
No, they don't. John calls me mom, too. You know, I'm like Mike Pence's wife, mother. Jesus, I'm just incriminating myself left and right today. That never happens. I wait till they're asleep.
It's one-eyed.
It's a rare thing, but sometimes you can come back from being one-eyed. I've seen it happen. You know, you just stop for a while, you get that second eye back, and then you're good to go. This guy starts with one eye, so it's worse for him. Fetty Wap. He was arrested for drunk driving and drag racing on Thursday night. This was just about the same time Lou Diamond Phillips was getting, although I guess with the time difference, it wasn't the same time. Fetty Wap was driving on a highway in New York City just after one in the morning, and the cops clocked him going over 100 in a 50-mile-per-hour zone. He failed a field sobriety test. He blew a .09, which is just over the legal limit, but still over. He was hit with 15 charges, including reckless endangerment, drag racing, DUI, driving without a valid license, unsafe lane changing, aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, following too close, and speeding. Fetty Wap says, it's no big deal. There wasn't any traffic. He says, I would never put people in danger. It was 2 a.m. There wasn't no cars behind us. Really not the tone to take. Just apologize. Don't do it again. If you're going to drag race, at least don't be drunk when you do it.
I don't know.
Or do it on a track where it's safe.
Sure.
Back
right.
to that old, everything makes don't. More sense when you're ripped, yeah. Right? I mean.
Drag racing sounds like a great idea right now.
That's why people still do it. I mean, it's the whole thing.
Drag race?
Drink and drive. It's just because you've had drinks.
Oh, no, because it's not when you make your best decisions.
I haven't had a drink in many years. But
at least 10.
I do more than that, like 13. I have to figure it out. I can't do math. The numbers get me all screwy. I'm on the 24-hour thing. Whatever. I'm just saying, I would make a whole plan. I'm not driving. I've got stuff to sleep over. And there's me driving home like a donkey again.
Right. I got this.
It made perfect sense at the time.
Well, you're not the king of great decisions when you've had a few. King of beers does not equal king of decisions.
Right.
Yeah, it's not great. These are the times when I miss Bryn, though, because I know the Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap is the guy who's... I can't understand anything he says in his songs.
The same thing.
And I keep like looking over to see if he's going to start, and then he's not there the whole time. Still not there. I just want to hear that one song that's so funny that you just, it's like, I don't even know what it is. Saturday, Britney Spears was at a ribbon cutting for the Nevada Childhood Cancer Foundation's Britney Spears campus.
Oh, cool.
It's just a few miles away from where she performs her residency in Las Vegas. She donated $1 million to help make the facility a reality. And she also donated the flower painting that she made in a recent viral video to a charity auction. And the proceeds will benefit victims of the Las Vegas shooting. The auctioneer, so I guess she painted this and there's a video of it. I don't follow her, so I didn't see her paint this thing, but I guess she painted a picture of a flower and... So she donated that, and they auctioned it. The auctioneer was Robin Leach.
Oh.
Champagne tastes on a Budweiser budget. What's
champagne
his,
wishes and caviar,
and caviar dreams?
The lifestyles of the rich and famous, right?
Yeah, I used to love that show.
Me too.
You know what? That's one of those shows. It's gone, and I bet if we saw it now, we'd be like, "What the hell? How was this ever on?"
I would love to see it now. See the old episodes now, and see you know what the rich and famous's idea. Because now it just seems like it's more and more you know space aged all the time. I'd love to see some of the older ones.
You think if you watched it now, you'd be all, I have that.
Yeah, like everybody has that. That's come down to consumer level. They have a TV in every room.
Speaking of shows.
Lots of people do.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is that show called? I just saw it last night and went, this is on?
What?
The videos that people send in, what is that
called? America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, that's still on.
Oh, that's never gone away.
Mm-hmm. And it's hosted by Carlos. Wait, what's that kid's name? Silver Spoons kid?
Oh, Ribeiro. Anthony Ribeiro?
What's his character's name?
I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
I didn't either.
Antonio Ribeiro.
Whatever. He's the host, and they still have... That's on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they give money to people who will come in and show their home.
I think you can win $100,000 if you win the finals on that, right? They select the videos that make it to the... You can...
Is it Carlton?
No, that was... Alfonso Ribeiro.
Ribeiro.
Right. But he was also Carlton on the Will Smith show.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Carlton is the host. Yes. That's what I was thinking of.
I like him. He's pretty likable. He does a couple shows, actually, that I pass by.
I don't think I've seen him as the host. The last host I saw was the guy from Full House that we have in here all the time. Whatever that
guy's name.
Bob Saget?
Bob Saget. Hosted that?
For a while.
Oh.
Yeah. And then isn't the guy who did Dancing with the Stars, he was the one of the...
Bergeron?
Bergeron.
Yeah, I think he started it.
Did he? Or was there one dude before?
I don't know. But anyway, I just couldn't believe that Carlton is the host and it's still on and it's still
going strong.
Bad little one-liners and then they give away money.
I know. I like the little theme parts where they're like, and now it's time for Kittens and Shoes. You know, then they play 20 of those. Anyway, Britney Spears donated this flower painting. Robin Leach was the auctioneer, and he ended up buying it himself. He paid $10,000.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to make a certain amount of money at these charity auctions.
Oh, so it wasn't going well, and he said, let me jump in here.
I don't know. They're not reporting it didn't go well, but
got it.
That's my guess, Vin. Hooman, this is for you.
Hi.
And maybe for me. I don't know. Amazon, the rumor is, because Amazon does video on demand now, and they've got their whole own thing going on, they want to score their own Game of Thrones. Because every place that is now selling the streaming television knows, if you get a Game of Thrones, that's like you have a million, you know, that's how HBO Go became such a huge thing. Because everyone had to get it.
So are they asking for one of the spinoffs?
They're not. They're going to create their own.
Oh, it's not going to work.
It looks like they're developing a show based on the Lord of the Rings. They're actually in talks with
Jay. It could work. They could totally... All you have to do is find a great book or anything that's out there and buy it. You have to spend a ton up front.
A ton.
But look at what Game of Thrones got in the backside.
Yeah, but Amazon has all the money, too. What's the Lord of the Rings spinoff? I'm done. Is it Gandalf's backstory?
I'm not sure. They're not saying exactly what it is, but what they're doing is buying some of the rights to this stuff. And apparently they're focusing more on The Hobbit than they are on the Lord of the Rings stuff, which, by the way, I mean, has it even been 10 years since that last Lord of the Rings came out?
You're talking about The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit?
Well, The Hobbit was even more recent.
Yeah.
But it feels like in the last maybe 10 to 12 years is when all of those movies came out. So Peter Jackson has to be like, hey, man, I just did this. You don't need to do it. But they're hoping that they can get into that universe and have their own Game of Thrones. So
do they say who's going to star, who's going to direct? That's the key right there.
No, but they're in negotiations with Warner Brothers and the J.R.R. Tolkien estate to try to make it a reality. They say the talks are in very, very early stages, so they don't have any... Oh, no, maybe they're focusing on Lord of the Rings. Not that, it doesn't matter. They're looking at Middle Earth and that universe.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the Stranger Things...
At it.
right now seems to be whoever,
the Duffer
however
brothers.
That came about, that's the one.
So?
Well, so I'm glued to it, and it's because it's on, and I'm getting episodes, I'm working my way through it.
Yeah.
I realized, oh, I jumped off, I fell off Ray Donovan.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally off that. Well, Hooman hasn't been over in weeks.
But it's not good. That's why you've fallen off it. If it was so great, you'd be there.
This season, we're just like, I think after the first episode, we went, are we still watching this?
It was confusing. We didn't know what was going on. It's not until the third episode that you realize somebody's got an ailment, and you're like, oh.
That person had the ailment before.
Right.
But
I didn't know it was going to take that turn.
Right.
And
right.
The very last one, like...
Oh, did you watch it all?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, spoiler alert.
What happens?
I'm not going to say what happens, but it's even kind of cheesy what happens at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what?
Maybe we'll go back. Don't ask.
Reborn comes back.
Oh, hell no.
Still alive?
No. Dig her up?
It was a dream?
No, what he does. I know, right? It was a dream. No, what he does.
Oh.
What's he do?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, he ruins everything. That's what he does.
He
fixes Hooman? Everything in everybody else's life
right.
And ruins everything
right,
in his life.
Exactly.
She just said you ruin everything.
She's out to get me, man. You could be right. There's passive aggressiveness. It's coming towards me now.
No. Jenny, you're off the hook.
She has been angry a lot.
Sarah,
lately.
You're
I don't
next.
Know what's going on.
Duck and cover.
Are you kidding me?
Stop, drop, and roll.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, we have to do the bad news from Texas,
yeah.
But then I've got some other stories that'll lighten it up a little.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You Tuesday with Jane, one winner, one trip tomorrow.
Jane, what about her?
Listen to Jane tomorrow for You Tuesday.
Well, no problem.
Yeah.
Easy. Done.
Ready for a bad cold and flu season? Clearly I wasn't. A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com, our station's website. There are people who work real hard to make that the best website in the business.
Yes.
And by business, I mean the internet. And by the best, I mean of all time. Ever created.
Clean, easy. Please click it.
Right.
A couple times a day. It would be
so
huge.
Fun.
It'd be great for...
You know what? It's fun.
Oh, my God. I just, like, I start giggling sometimes when
right.
I'm on there. Like, oh, I can't believe how much fun I'm having.
Yep.
Oh.
People have tried to hire away our Brad,
nope.
But it's not going to happen.
No. Nope.
And he'll be here. After.
After what?
The new year.
Oh. Oh, that's
well,
confirmed?
Know,
sure.
Well, I don't know. I'm speculating. Actually, I shouldn't know. Can you dump that out?
Nope.
Okay,
I don't know how to do that.
Never mind. He is the best of all time, all right. And so is our website. And I just assume
woo-hoo.
Because he's so good that, of course, how could he not?
Right.
God, I'm still talking about it. Here's what's happening. Wait.
I'm with you, baby.
Okay.
I got you. I'm happy to hear all your things you say.
No, you're not, actually. I'm sorry to be bringing you this first thing Monday morning, but it is the biggest story of the day, and it's really bad news. There was another mass shooting, this time at a church in Texas. 26 people were shot. A guy opened fire at this church while they were...
in service.
Right. Killed 26. 20 people were wounded. This was in a little town in Texas called Sutherland Springs by a small town. I don't have it in front of me, but it was like two gas stations, a church. I mean, it is a small town.
Right.
One of those places where everyone knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
It happened around 11-ish in the morning. The shooter was a 26-year-old former member of the Air Force. He showed up during a service, parked outside, was fully geared up with tactical gear and a bulletproof vest. He shot at the front of the church with a semi-automatic rifle, walked inside, and just kept shooting. Then he turned around and walked out, still shooting. It looks like two heroes chased him down and killed him, but I'll get to that in a second.
Probably too soon to start the conversation. Oh, it's honest to God. This guy also was a
wife beater.
Yeah, he was. And
yeah,
they actually say that.
that
is the, that's, those are the people who shouldn't have guns. Like, what is this guy?
And court-martial.
They say here there was no motive yet, but he served at an Air Force base in New Mexico starting in 2010. He was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his wife and child and served a year in prison.
So a guy who serves a year in prison can get his hands on these kind of guns.
Yeah,
that is freaking great. No, we shouldn't change a damn thing. And it's too soon to talk about it, by the way. We offer you our thoughts and prayers. Oh, wait, you were in church praying, huh?
Well, he was denied a permit, but he got one somehow.
Oh, great.
Anyway.
Good, it's because guns are everywhere.
Here is some more on the guy. Many people described him as creepy and crazy and weird. Which that part in and of itself isn't necessarily illegal.
To be creepy and weird?
Yeah.
That's good.
They say he was an atheist and was always talking about that on Facebook. A lot of the people who knew him unfriended him because he was constantly talking about how stupid you have to believe in God. Mm. Another person describes him as an outcast, but not a loner. He was popular among other outcasts.
Oh, like King of the Outcasts.
Well, I don't know about King.
Great.
Here's, we post pictures of our friends and family on Facebook. It looks like here was a post he recently did with his AR-15. And he...
the guy who couldn't get a permit?
The caption says,
the stuff with his gun?
She's a bad B-word.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, more guns like this. Boy, you can really take out a herd of deer with that.
And a lot of pigeons.
Yeah, boy. Private citizens need that kind of gun.
He showed up in the small town where, here it is, it's two gas stations, a church, a community center, a post office, a Dollar General, and a tire shop. That's the town.
What's the population of Sutherland Springs?
I don't have that in front of me. But there's that. The two heroes that chased him down, they jumped in their car and chased him. He ended up crashing his car while trying to get away, and then they shot him. They're actually not giving us all the details.
I was going to say, I've heard five different versions of that. It looks like it could have been a self-inflicted. It could have been that he bled out from a shot that he took right when he got in the car. I think they were like 30 miles away at that point.
They say here that he jumped out of the car... And that's when they put him down. They're not giving details about how he was found, and they say it's not immediately clear how he died. I think because there was some vigilante justice that happened. And
which, are those people going to be in trouble too?
No.
No, in Texas, you can... It's like Florida. In 2000,
I guess as long as you don't break into a church and shoot, anybody can have a gun.
They had 362 people in that town in 2000. So
there's 300 and something people in the town. This guy took out 20 of them.
I think it's probably up to 500 now or so, but yeah. 600 something.
It's just horrifying, the people that he killed. There's just like a whole family is gone, like a lady was 8 months pregnant, a 5-year-old kid. Like this guy is
he's a murderer. He's a murderer, and that's what they
do. And there'll be another shooting next week, and then we'll forget about that, too. It's great. It's wonderful. It's going really well.
So there's that. Here's some nonsense news.
Okay.
The Niners lost again. We're 0-for.
Yay.
Well, no, not yay, but I mean, you know.
I mean, we want that
the
number
NFL,
one draft pick.
It's made up, and it's a game, and so at least it's lighter in that sense, right?
Yay! Lighter.
It's not real at all. No. It's just, you know.
What was the score?
They're made-up uniforms. It's a made-up game. Grown men.
They're made-up
rules. I mean, they make a lot of money.
Sure.
It's the number one show on TV. Don't get me wrong.
What was the score, Vinny?
I think it's 20 to 10. Yeah, we didn't get...
They put some points up?
They said the Niners' only chance to win a game this season will be next Sunday against the New York Giants.
Oh, are the Giants sucking?
They're pretty bad, but I bet they beat us.
Yeah, I bet they beat us, too. They'll have their best
so
game of the season.
So the Niners are a pretty safe bet this season.
For what?
To bet against.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if that's what you're into.
Sure. Right.
I watched part of the game and then was like, okay, I got to go do some stuff. Mm-hmm. So now's a good time to do that. Mm-hmm. I watched the Raider game, too, and they won last night. Congratulations. Oh. And Marshawn showed up. Oh. You know, beast mode.
Yeah.
Like, took a minute to get it going, but then there he was. Super cool to see him doing his thing. Scored a couple touchdowns and yay, Raiders.
Go Raiders.
They also
go right to Vegas.
During last night's broadcast, while, you know, there you are, like, oh, it's the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
They talked about the groundbreaking on the new stadium in Las Vegas and when they hope to play there. 2020, which I can't believe we're talking about 2020 already, but we are talking about 2020. It really does seem like, and I'm sure it's a symptom of our age, I guess. It's just on since the 2000 switchover, it's just the slipperiest slope. It's going way too fast.
Yeah. We waited our whole lives for the year 2000.
A handhold. Man. Gah!
How did I get this old? I don't understand it. I was going to be 34 when it turned to the year 2000, and that was going to be it.
Well, and there you are writing, well, okay, no. There I am writing checks with the 2017 date, and it's already not going to be.
Right.
2018 is, what, 2 months away?
And there have been so less many than of these 20 dates that I sometimes will write totally the wrong year, even though, like, I've already started writing 2018.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, Sarah, this isn't going to, this is the wrong. You've post-dated this by a year. And then I got to rewrite the check.
By a show of hands, who likes the doobie weed?
Used
well,
to.
Well, I'll say I like it.
Okay. My hand is down. Yes.
I mean, I don't.
I'm against it.
I used to love it.
Well, I used to is the
I mean,
key.
I didn't get the is the guy on the zigzag, is there a name for him? I don't have him tattooed on me or anything.
His name's Paul Zigzag. Paul Z.
What's the zigzag? I don't even know what you're talking about.
The rolling papers.
I don't even know what that is.
Rolling papers. Human rolling papers.
I'm sure a lot of our audience doesn't know.
No, they all know.
What exactly know what zigzags zigzag are.
What exactly is it?
It's how you roll
rolling
a doobie.
Papers.
They're just calling him Zigzag Man.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I don't have him tattooed on me or anything, but I definitely liked my weed when I was a young man. Mm. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Haven't for a long time.
Well, that's
and
good.
And finally, the stuff's getting really good and easy to get.
Right. It's legal. Like, the fact that there's legal recreational marijuana is just stunning to me. Like, I really never thought I'd see the day.
Well, listen, here's the thing. This is the story, too, by the way. California's illegal marijuana marketplace is coming, and it's going to be taxed to smithereens.
Mm.
So, yes, you'll be able to legally buy weed, and yes, it'll be really good stuff, but they're going to tax it.
Good.
To,
it's
you
great.
Know what?
Use the money for important things.
And it's weird because they're having trouble figuring out just what they can and can't tax and how they can tax it. And so you've got the weed, there's that. Then you've got the edibles, the cookies, and the
and
lollipops.
That's not
going to
go for normal state tax rates. It's going to be
quadruple.
On a retail level right now, it costs about $35 to buy a small bag of good quality medical marijuana here in California. It's enough to roll 5 or 6 doobies.
Okay.
They say it's going to double.
Oh.
The retail price will be double that. About $60, they say, in the new market at the retail counter for the same amount. You okay with that?
I am. I'm looking forward to having the same glut of tax dollars that they had in Colorado and in, is it Oregon or Washington?
And Washington,
okay.
Yes.
Well, it was an actual problem. Like, there were limitations in those states as to what that money could be spent on because it was supposed to not go to anything that was also federally funded, like schools and stuff couldn't benefit from it. I say put all the tax money all in the same coffer and fill that sucker up and spend it on whatever we need in this state.
Schools,
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Roads?
They were talking about doing refunds in Colorado.
No. Really?
Well, they were tired. I mean, I don't.
They never give come money
on.
Back.
No. But they were talking about it. Anyway, what do we do with all this money?
In 2018, when recreational sales start, the additional taxes are going to kick in and pot's going to double in price. They say it'll go up. Medical pot purchases are expected to rise in cost too, but not nearly as high.
Oh, so if you have a medical card for marijuana, you'll pay less.
You can pay less, but maybe they'll be more difficult to get those pot cards. The medical marijuana
cards. We've
already
got one of those. Not that I care. I'm not buying any this week, so I don't care how much it costs. But I don't want people who are using it for valid medical reasons to all of a sudden get the shaft. That doesn't seem fair.
Well, that's so...
To where they can't afford it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When okay, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Put on your judging garments and you get your gavel.
There's no music.
There's no brim.
Boy, it really doesn't sound the same.
It's all right.
It's harder to paint that picture. Anyway...
It's too late, Hooman.
It doesn't matter.
Well, let's see if he can find it, you guys.
Okay, can you get the Judge Wapner thing?
Let's make it work a little, okay?
Do you think it should be more difficult to get a medical marijuana? Oh, shoot!
Wow, that was fast.
My favorite part of this new Hooman is when he starts the music and then just leaves.
Right.
He's like, I did that. I'm out of here.
Do I think it should be more difficult to get a medical marijuana card?
Yeah, I mean,
so
someone who says, I need a card because I've got anxiety. Right now, it seems they just go, okay, here's your card.
Yeah, oh, they do. You don't
I've
even
got
have
some
to.
Back pain.
They go, what's wrong
here's
with you?
Your card.
And you go, well, just general feelings of, needing to get high. Yeah, that sounds like a valid medical problem. I don't know, because I do think that there are people who have anxiety and benefit from it, and then there's, other people. I don't want to name any names, John. We're like, I can't get to sleep. I'm like, all right, here's your medical marijuana card.
Oh, insomnia
is a total thing. Absolutely.
Claimed insomnia. Self-diagnosed, I guess.
I don't think they should make it harder. I think that...
What's the ruling on the court? We're playing the music.
Oh,
what if you rule?
I personally don't think that they should make it harder. This judge says, what do you think? You think they should make it harder?
Well, I am a reporter, a mere reporter. I don't usually like to...
Give your opinions.
That's the Mexican judge.
I agree. I'm on the level with Sarah.
Don't make it harder to get a medical. Yeah. Okay, it's funny. I disagree with you guys completely.
Mm. It's, make it harder.
It's suddenly available to everybody everywhere. It's legal.
Mm-hmm. I want to pay less for it.
I know that you do, but you already are grandfathered in because you have the card, so relax.
I don't have the card, but if I ever did want it, I'd make my husband buy it for me.
Right.
He can't sleep at night.
What you said is a good point about it getting to be too much and people can't afford it or people don't have the means.
Can you get it for any reason?
Follow the rules.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The people who really
need it. I have a headache
right
now.
Yeah.
It should be a lot less money. Like, I feel like the taxes that are being made on this... Now that you can go into a store and buy a 20-pack or however that's going to work.
I don't know.
You think Safeway will carry it and stuff like that?
I know.
No, it'll be like
it's
a liquor
be
store. It'll
stores.
Be restricted.
That
I wonder if it should be almost
need-based.
Like a cancer patient or someone who has like a legitimate claim to it should be able to get it for less. Or maybe insurance would cover it. I'm sure insurance will
never
cover it.
You know the guy, though, who's really sick...
Yep.
Shouldn't have to pay more because they've given the cards to too many people.
I agree.
And the guy who's
so just keep it
having trouble sleep, self-diagnosed having trouble sleeping
should pay full price.
Pay retail, dude.
Right.
I mean, it's available to you now.
But I don't think it should make it any harder to get the licenses. I think it should be like, depending on what your problem is, they should rank it on that.
Way to support your husband.
Yeah. I just, I want us to make all kinds of tax money off of it, but they're already making money off of it. And let's not be greedy here. There'll be plenty of people who don't have the license and who will just go get it and pay full price.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Morning, Sarah and Vinny. Will Bryn be back in December or next year? Not saying Hooman's not doing a good job. Happy Monday.
I think he is going to be back.
Right on cue. Hooman jumps in with the sound needed. Way to go, buddy.
I think he is going to be back. If it works out, he'd be back.
Before our vacation.
The week before our vacation, he'll be back. And then he's also, I think he's stopping in here and there because we have a couple big events coming up.
He'll stop in for that big broadcast day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
But you're stuck with me. You're welcome.
I like it, Hooman. I just feel like, you know, I can't wait until we fall back again.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I should have mentioned the fall back, huh?
Well, this is the one you don't notice as much. You just feel slightly more rested. And, you know, it's the one in the spring that needs all the...
We did fall back. It's 6:54, everyone. Mm-hmm. Just so
and it's
you know.
Light out, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Usually it's way darker clock at 7.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with sexual harassment, which is
Yeah,
huge.
Hooray.
I know, it's great. I also have a very sad death and someone who has relapsed.
Oh,
and
no.
More after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.